there's no business like show business.
I'm John DeSanto.
I'm Hope Madden.
This is It's Movie Time. Three movies about this whacked out doll. The Conjurings and Annabelle.
Right.
And Annabelle Creation is the name of the film today.
Sure, it's an origin story. Gives you an idea of how the doll became possessed. She was already ugly as sin.
Boy, is this the worst looking doll I've ever seen.
It's ugly. And
who would want to play with this?
I don't know.
Hope, she doesn't do anything.
Sometimes her head will move, sometimes her eyes will move, it's a choice that you have to make when you have like a possessed small creature, like a Child's Play, like the Child's Play movies with Chucky. Yeah. Either the little inanimate object has to move, or it doesn't, and you use camera tricks to make it seem creepy, and so you gotta make one choice or the other, and there are pros and cons to both, because once they start moving, then it's usually comedic. It just seems funny to see these little feet. I think they chose wisely. There's a doll maker. His daughter dies tragically. This doll winds up being possessed. And then years later, they invite an orphanage of little girls to come live in their sprawling farmhouse with them. And their possessed doll.
Well, they're overseen by a very comely nun. And I want to tell you, from my days with the nuns in grammar school, this is a real joy. Because now and then we got a young nun, and we were scoping her out all the time.
Because
we knew nothing about women. And this looked like a real woman.
Yes. I'll give you that. Sister Cleopa never looked like the nun at this orphanage. I'll give you that.
And your question was, why? Why are you here? You are, you know, and in those terms, we wouldn't have had it then. And she was hot.
It's not a smart screenplay. He steals outright from a couple of films, in particular Insidious, which is also James Wan. James Wan produces all of the films
Conjuring.
In this series.
All
he directed The Conjuring.
Okay.
And he also directed Insidious.
This thing is a treasure trove of tropes.
Yes.
You're right. Something like The Well, I thought, was a perfect place for more excitement.
Agreed. I expected something more to happen.
There's nothing like a bottomless well.
No.
To scare the heck out of you.
And the Scarecrow.
Oh, the Scarecrow,
I dug
right?
me that Scarecrow, man. Scarecrows are creepy. And that's one of the things I think that this series does get right, because nuns are creepy, so they got that covered. Dolls are creepy. And now they introduce the Scarecrows, because Scarecrows are creepy. And this one definitely is, and I wanted more of him.
You and I were talking earlier about the Catholic Church here, and you were indicating to me the number of things that they got wrong.
All the things. They got all the things wrong.
Do you think that's purposeful?
No.
Did you show the ineffectuality
of the Catholic
Church? Willful
ignorance. The little girl gives confession to a nun. What? That doesn't happen?
And you can be sure I'll wear a medal.
That's right.
You
that's
can't,
right.
If you're not watching our video, you won't see that both Hope and I are guarded against the demon.
That's right. Wayne got this for me. Wayne grabbed this for me. Thanks, Wayne.
Yes, this is a little
keeping me safe
with the cross on it, and we're safe.
That's right, we are.
Because otherwise, I'm definitely not safe. While always seize upon the opportunity to diss the Catholic Church, because it was such a part of.
One of the things I like about both Conjuring films is that they don't get the Catholic part of it wrong.
Well, my favorite, of course, is The Exorcist.
Well, of course. In The Conjuring, they did such a good job of putting children, in fact, a bunch of little girls, in peril, that you just really were like, you know, really on the edge of your seat worried about them. And they've not been able to recreate that yet. But then Miranda Otto, who plays the mother. So that's the thing, though. They wait until the third act to give you anything that is truly startling imagery.
Yes,
and
it's
mostly
great.
Involving her.
Well, I'm exhausted. All this stuff. There are some parts of this film, which is called Annabelle Creation, which will scare the bejesus out of you. But not enough.
No.
Have you come across anything in the last few years?
Out on Netflix right now, and it's called The Transfiguration. It's a vampire movie of sorts, but it's really sort of an alienated high school student film. Brilliantly put together.
Wow.
And unsettling.
Hope Madden, the film is Annabelle Creation. What grade would you award it?
I think I'm going to give it a B minus.
Right, okay. And I am going to award it a C plus. This is not, however, to deter anybody who's a fan, because I think, like you, you like to catalog these and compare and contrast them.
I think so. And it's kind of fun. It is kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
It's just not one you remember.
Sister Alexia, my apologies for my comments about the church. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.